From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 10th day of September, 2013. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms for the day. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 82. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 88. We'll run down the next 3 days' forecast in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. Durham Elementary is at the top of the news as their water is temporarily off limits. Lynn Sloniker of the WGXC Newsroom reports parents of Cairo Durham Elementary School students were informed on Monday that effective immediately, the water at the Durham building is off limits for at least 2 days as the result of low chlorine levels. In a letter provided to WGXC by a district parent, Building Principal Scott Richards and Kevin Lawton, Cairo Durham Director of Buildings and Grounds, characterized the problem as, and I quote, a situation regarding the drinking water, end quote. Richards and Lawton explained the water was tested Monday morning, as it always is, and the test sample returned a normal chlorine level. However, the water was sampled again in the afternoon, and that test revealed a low chlorine level. After the results of that test were known, drinking fountains were made off limits to students and staff. Fresh bottled water was brought in immediately, and that's in quotes, according to Richards and Lawton. Health Department policy dictates water in the building cannot be used for consumption until after 2 days of satisfactory water samples have been returned. The general condition of the 75-year-old building recently came under scrutiny by parents and community members expressing concerns about its general upkeep and safety. The building currently houses more than 250 students. No information on the boiled water alert is available at the website of the Cairo Durham Central School District. Public Works Committee has approved building upgrades, Part 2. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Public Works Committee of the Greene County Legislature approved the second part of a proposed $400,000 improvement plan for the Greene County Mental Health Building in Cairo. The committee approved setting aside $300,000 to replace a steam boiler, repair a roof and gutters, add attic insulation, install dehumidifiers, and conduct asbestos abatement. The Public Safety Committee previously approved spending $100,000 to install metal detectors, upgrade the telephone system, redesign the front door and entry, and add additional part-time security personnel. The 19th century building houses the offices of Greene County Mental Health, the Greene County Soil and Water Conservation District, and the Greene County Child Advocacy Center. The money for the improvements will come from the County Initiative Program Fund, which currently holds about $1 million. A special note, Public Safety Committee Chairman William Lawrence is a WGXC programmer. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. It's primary day, 2013. Polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. today. A list of polling locations in Columbia County can be found online at ColumbiaCountyNewYork.com or call the Board of Elections at 828-3115. A list of where to go to vote in Greene County can be found online at GreenGovernment.com. That's GreenGovernment.com. Or call the Board of Elections at 719-3550. In Greene County, primaries are being held in Athens and DeWyndham. In Columbia County, the Republican contest for sheriff is the only countywide primary. At the town level, primaries will be held in Copec, Gatlin, Livingston, Stockport, and Stuyvesant. The polls will be open from noon to 9 p.m. Finally, the alternative learning program is delayed until January. Perry Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Columbia Green Partnership Academy, a joint venture of the Berkshire Union Catskill and Hudson School Districts, has been postponed until January 2014. The decision was announced by Hudson Superintendent Maria Stuttmeyer. Stuttmeyer said the facilities for the program at 364 Warren Street are not yet ready for use. However, the major factor affecting the start of the program is a ruling by lawyers at the New York State Education Department that both the Hudson and Catskill districts would need to conduct local referendums allowing voters to approve the district's participation in the program. Lawyers for the Hudson district believe the district does not have the right to commence the program without voter approval. According to Stuttmeyer, Catskill faces a slightly different set of questions regarding the need for a referendum. You'll find that full story in the Columbia paper. And as for the weather, the National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut and southern Berkshires, the central and southern Catskills, central and southern Taconics, and the Mid-Hudson Valley for today, Tuesday, the 10th day of September, through Friday, September the 13th. Thunderstorms are possible late Tuesday morning through Tuesday evening. Any thunderstorms may be accompanied by heavy downpours. Thunderstorms are also possible Wednesday through Friday morning. Any thunderstorms may be accompanied by heavy downpours, especially on Thursday. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 68. For the next 3 days, Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 91 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 81 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. And finally, on Friday, isolated showers, partly sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 44. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:12 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight. That would be 10 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, the 10th day of September 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.